Hello, this is Scott Wells with Scott's Spotcast, and it's May 24th on Tuesday, and I'm here with the birthday boy, Richard Hatch. Hey, Richard.
Hey, happy birthday to me.
Yes, indeed. Well, we're in Las Vegas sitting right here at the Starbucks. Actually, I guess they call it Java Vegas, in the Orleans Hotel, and we're here with the IMX convention, which is going on right now. We just had day one go by, and we happen to be some of the older guys, which means we're early risers. No one else has woken up yet. First activity is 10 o'clock. Let's talk a little bit about yesterday. What do you think?
Boy, I thought there were some really good things. The highlights for me were, first thing I did was Pitt Hartling's lecture. I'm a huge Pitt Hartling fan. I was lecturing on mostly material from his Card Fictions book. Great book. Been
awesome
out a couple
book,
of
yeah.
years. It's in its second printing.
Is it the Little Green Book? Is it?
No, that's also his, though. Little Green Lecture. That's his lecture notes. That has six great effects. Published by H&R. Still in print. A little plug there. Yeah. Magicbookshop.com.
Okay.
But he self-published his own book, Card Fictions, in English. Outstanding book. In its second printing. But he had a lot of updated handlings of the material in there that were, you know, not that's not in print.
Right.
But, you know, he's been doing it a couple of years and he's discovered some things. He also did a Dennis Baer thing that is not in his stuff. He referenced it. I thought that was really good. I tried to take notes on it, but whether I can reconstruct them now is problematic. So that was the first thing I did that was great. The other big highlight for me was later in the day I went to Paul Vigil's lecture. And I'm a big Paul Vigil fan. Saw him perform last February or March when I was in town for the World Magic Summit. He has a weekly show that is free here in Las Vegas at King Inc. in the Mirage, and it's fantastic. Highly recommend it to anybody that's in town on a Wednesday.
It's an afternoon show or evening?
It's a 7 o'clock. It's a parlor type show. Seats maybe 20, 25 people. Very casual.
You have to have tickets or just show up?
You don't. Yeah, I think you can just show up. You know, they like you to buy a couple of drinks. It's a tattoo parlor / salon, but very upscale.
Okay.
If it's possible for a tattoo parlor to
be upscale, there you go.
It is defines the term. It's called King Inc., and it's incredible. And so from that, I've been a huge fan, and so I wanted to go to his lecture right out the gate, and it was great, really excellent. Good, strong material, stuff he actually uses in his show. I saw him do it, and was happy to get the inside information on it. He'll be doing a close-up concert today. I'm looking forward to that. It was kind of spoiled for me because I saw, you know, the lecture that goes over probably some of the stuff, but those were the two biggest lecture highlights for me. I also saw David Acker, which was very commercial, very funny stuff, as usual. What else did I do? The close-up show I thought was great. I'll be honest, I thought the stage show was uneven. Juggler was probably the strongest act, as is often the case at a magic convention. I think his name is Ivan Purcell. Yeah, and he's doing a lecture sometime, which I won't be able to make because it conflicts with something I'm committed to do, but it should be good. The close-up show was really strong. The gentleman whose name we're blanking, Simon Corbell from Australia,
awesome.
Was fantastic. He opened, and I'm definitely going to his lecture, which calls it Institute of Layman Studies, so I don't know if it's just theoretical. I'm excited either way. Then the other big highlight for me was Helder Guimarães, and I'm probably mispronouncing that, a FISM winner from Portugal who I've seen lecture before. Fantastic close-up set. Fried me. You know, I have no idea what was going on there. Do you know? I mean, it was
no.
It was all cards, but it was outstanding.
That was very good.
Yeah.
Just in his handling and presentation are all pretty cool.
Yeah. Show closed with Michael Amar, strong as always. He'd lectured early in the day. I didn't go then, but I'm going on the last day tomorrow, right out the chute. He's doing his Michael Amar Experience, I think it's called. And I'm excited about the lineup today.
Yeah, lots of stuff going today. And I went to some other things you didn't go out to. I went to Rudy Kobe's Experience.
Oh, I did go to that, and that was very exciting. Yeah, good. Hadn't seen him in years since TOM Texas.
That's right. About 2099, somewhere back in there.
Yep.
But, he's back on the magic scene, and that was an awesome thing. And I watched Ponta the Smith last
how
night.
Was that?
He was, since he doesn't speak English, it was kind of broken, but that's fine because he still explained a lot of things and some different moves, and I got a lot out of that, certainly. It was really cool.
Do you recommend I go?
I would recommend to go and see it.
Okay.
I would. I think it's something that's good to see. There's a lot of things you have to see.
Now, Banachek lectured.
Banachek lectured.
That was in the big venue.
It was. I'd probably say there were well over 100, maybe 120 people or so there, it looked like. So you got through touches and everything. And so anyhow, that's kind of how it's been wrapping up for the first day. So hope you guys kind of enjoyed this quick little wrap-up with Richard Hatch, the birthday boy. And this is me, Scott Wells. This is us from the IMX in Las Vegas. Scotty out.